Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Lawyers for Donald Trump have been cross-examining his former lawyer Michael Cohen at the ex-president's hush money trial in New York. They attacked Mr. Cohen's credibility as a witness and brought up his social media posts critical of Mr. Trump. John Sudworth reports from outside the court.
It was Mr. Cohen who paid the hush money to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election, and the prosecution have used his testimony to try to tie Mr. Trump to the payment, as well as the knowledge that it was fraudulently disguised as legal fees. But the two men famously fell out in 2018, and in a heated cross-examination, Mr. Trump's defence team are now trying to paint his former confidant as bitter and untruthful, as well as a convicted criminal. In large part, though, the prosecution has already tried to counter that approach, having Mr. Cohen admit to lying and criminality on the stand, but for a singular purpose, in the service of and at the behest of his boss.
President Biden has said China is cheating, not competing on trade, as he introduced swingeing new tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports. Tariffs on electric vehicles will rise to 100% this year, while the tax on semiconductors doubles next year. Erin Delmore in New York has more details about the tariffs.
President Biden says they're designed to protect U.S. manufacturers from being undercut by China in the industries of the future, from EVs to solar cells, semiconductors, steel and aluminum, and even health equipment like gloves and masks. China has criticized the plans and vowed to take all necessary actions in response. But since the imports targeted represent less than 5% of total U.S. imports from China, the move could carry more symbolic weight and could be a move to attract voters come November.
River levels in flooded areas of southern Brazil have continued to rise, hampering rescue efforts and delaying the return of residents to the most affected areas. 149 people are known to have died across Rio Grande do Sul state. A court in Germany has found a leading far-right politician guilty of using a banned Nazi slogan. Jessica Parker reports.
Bjorn Höcke is the controversial leader of Alternative for Deutschland in the eastern state of Thuringia, where the party's polling well. This verdict comes just months before a key election in the state. Prosecutors had accused the 52-year-old of knowingly using a Nazi phrase, Alice for Deutschland or Everything for Germany, at a rally in 2021. A regional court has now handed him a $14,000 fine. Mr. Höcke, who's a former history teacher, had denied being aware of the slogan's Nazi connotations and has claimed he's being persecuted.
World News from the BBC. Reports from Lebanon say a Hezbollah commander has been killed in an Israeli drone attack after a day of escalating exchanges of fire across the border. Lebanese media said two people died when a car was hit. Earlier, Israeli officials said Hezbollah rockets had killed a civilian in northern Israel. The monthly inflation rate in Argentina has fallen for a fourth consecutive month, dropping to 8.8% in April. President Javier Milei, who took office in December, said the figure showed that his economic policies were succeeding. Mr. Milei, a right-wing economist, inherited a monthly rate above 25%. He devalued the local currency and implemented radical public spending cuts. The opposition says his policies have damaged economic output and increased poverty. Argentina's annual inflation is still the highest in the world. Singapore swears in a new prime minister today for only the fourth time in the city-state's 59-year history. The cabinet minister, Lawrence Wong, will replace his mentor, Lee Hsien Loong. From Singapore, here's Nick Marsh.
A new prime minister is a once-in-a-generation event in Singapore, but Lawrence Wong is no break from the past. An economist by training, he was hand-picked 2 years ago by the ruling People's Action Party after building a reputation as a competent and humble public servant. His biggest foreign policy challenge will be navigating the fine line in remaining allies with both the United States and China.
A man who confessed to running an online sexual extortion scheme targeting children in the Netherlands has appeared in court in The Hague. The 26-year-old is accused of grooming and abusing girls as young as 6 years old. He approached them on social media apps, posing as a talent agent to coerce them into sending nude photographs and videos performing sex acts. BBC News.